Okay, we are now joined by Wing representatives from the number 22 team today for the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, both Paul Wolf and Michael Nelson. For both of you, obviously it was a much different outlook at the immediate end of last weekend versus now where we're here now. So if you can just speak on, you know, the range of emotions for both of you and, you know, how you feel about having a shot at a championship going into Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. You know, you think about the turn of events there in the last 40 laps or so. You know, this team did a really good job last week in Charlotte, and I was so disappointed to leave the track thinking that, you know, that was it. And, you know, they were capable of being in there, and obviously have had some terrible luck in the last few weeks. And so happy for them to make it through. And then, man, this is just such a range of emotions from, you know, the end of the race last week to the high of winning today and being in the championship four. So these guys did an awesome job of never giving up and putting themselves in a position to win. And if they couldn't win one way, they won the other way. So kudos to them and their effort today.
And for you, Paul, same question.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's quite, I think Joey said it best out there. He's a little bit hard to believe at the moment, you know, and a lot of ups and downs. But I think just kind of rolling with the flow and not getting too excited, not getting too down is kind of how I operate and most of the guys on the team. So, you know, I was asked coming into the race, you know, do we feel like we're playing with house money? And sure, I mean, we could categorize it however we want, but ultimately we came here today and we were going to perform the best we could, score as many points as we could and see what happens. So obviously, you know, we had a good start to the race, I thought. Looked like we were pretty good, could run top five. And then, you know, the third stage, we just kind of lost speed again. It was kind of like a replay of Kansas to me. And, you know, that's something we have to figure out why that's happening, because we weren't where we wanted to be in the final stage. But as a team, we continued to do the things we know and continue to fight. And, you know, the opportunity came there at that caution at the end. And that exact scenario was discussed in our pre-race meeting this morning. And it made the call pretty easy for us to know that we were going to stay out. I was actually surprised how many guys pitted. I thought there would be a lot more that would just, you know, run like we did. So that was a little surprising, but just a lot of confidence in my group. The guys around me, when they tell me something, I believe in them. And that just comes from experience and other situations we've been in the past. And then knowing when you have a guy like Joey behind the wheel, you let him know what you need. He's very good at of delivering, and you know, makes those calls that to some people look tough or a big gamble. It just makes it pretty easy for me to make. So it's all about preparation, and like I said, a great group of guys around me, and obviously we're super excited. We've been in this position before, and looking forward to Phoenix. I mean, the short track program this year has been our strength, so there's no reason we can't go to Phoenix and win again.
All right, well, we'll begin opening it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll begin with Jeff Gluck up here at the front.
Paul, what goes into that? You know, because obviously the caution comes right at the edge of the fuel window. So you said you kind of already had, was it like the number lap specifically in mind? Like, okay, we can go 72 or something if we do this. And then if you're going to go through with that, how much does he immediately have to start saving that entire? Like, is that banking on him saving from the start of that run all the way through, or can he run hard and then, you know, if he had saved more, like you could have even had more laps?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail and tell all the little details of how we plan and prepare, but ultimately, yes, it was talked about. We had a number based off of, right, fuel mileage from practice. Everyone looks at what their fuel mileage was in practice and has a number of what they think they can go on a full tank. And then it comes down to just calculations of how many laps you can save, because you know when you start saving fuel, you're going to run slower, right? So how many laps can you save and it still be faster than, you know, rolling down pit road and putting fuel in? So those are the kind of calculations that go into whether or not you can do it. And you know, our engine shop does a good job with fuel mileage. I feel like we're one of the best, if not. So, I mean, other guys could have been two or three laps short where we felt like we were within one, say. So it may have been a no-brainer for them that they had to pit because it was too close. And if they have to save more than we did, then that ultimately would be faster just to stop. So those are all the things that go into it to make those decisions. And then for us, there's also you're kind of looking at caution history. You know, what's the likelihood of getting a caution towards the end of the race? When you factor all that in, I just didn't feel like it was worth pitting, because even if we got a caution down the road, all you're going to trap some guys lap down, or they had lost their track position because they pitted. So we were getting good fuel mileage. I knew Joey could save us a little at the end, and ultimately he was good to run hard. Initially we thought like 15 to go, maybe we would need to, you know, start saving. But I think, I don't know the exact lap, but maybe around lap 25 or 30 to go, we kind of let them know the situation, right? Like, keep running hard, but if you can save anything without losing lap time, do that for us. And he started doing that. So he was, then our mileage got a little bit better, and that almost made it at that point where we didn't need to save at all, just by changing his techniques a little bit without losing lap time.
Come up here in the middle.
Tom Zaleski, Ann County Today. Paul, take us through the week as you were getting word of the disqualification and then getting word that you're back in again. And how did the mental preparation affect you for coming into today? What was the goal that you had in mind?
Yeah, I mean, we knew, if you're referring to whether or not we were making it into round eight, we knew that Sunday night, really. So when we got to the shop on Monday, it was, you know, pretty normal prep like we would for any playoff race, you know, doing all we can. Everyone at the shop at this time of the season is putting in the hours, doing whatever it takes to make sure we're bringing the best piece we know how. And that's what we did with our car and the 12. And then you just got to come here and try to perform without any mistakes.
Was there any surprise in the reactions as you got started in the week?
You saying because we were in the round of eight, or
because you got there after the disqualification?
I wasn't a big surprise. I kind of saw what was going on in post race inspection. You know, they inspect every car that's in the playoffs. So I knew right away as they were having issues on the scales that there was a problem there. So like, really, before I left the track, I felt like something wasn't right, and there was a good chance we would be in. But ultimately, we were, at that point, we had still beat the 45 in the owner's championship. So in my eyes, we were still racing for a championship at that point. So it didn't change a whole lot. I think it's a lot cleaner and nicer when we can just say the 22's in on owner, driver. That gets a little messy, I understand. But ultimately, I can't say that it changed how we prepared. We try to prepare the best we can every week we go.
We'll come down the line here in the middle. We'll start with Kelly and then go to Bob.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Paul, what makes Joey Logano, Joey Logano? It seems like this time of year, he's different, and he admits he loves this time of year. So what is it that you've seen from him over the years that he can do things like that, he can rise to the occasion?
Yeah, I mean, he's when it comes to pressure situations, he loves that, and he's obviously really good at it. There's certain drivers that under pressure can't perform, and it's, you know, we're all humans, right? We're not robots. So the mental aspect, the emotion side of it, it's real, and I've seen it play out. You can watch it throughout the garage with different drivers, and I think, if anything, these situations make him perform at another level. And I know that's hard to understand how that could even be possible. You feel like drivers are getting all they can no matter what the situation, but I don't know, like I said, we're all humans, and he's just able to get to another level, and the greatest drivers can do that under pressure. And you know, today was no different, right? When we tell him the situation we're in, you know, he's still out there making lap time, right? It's not, he likes those situations. And I think that's, you got to play to your strengths, right? And like I said, we're not always the fastest car, but I feel like as a team, we're one of the best teams, if not the best in the garage, at just putting everything together. And that's what this sport's about. The fastest car very seldom wins these races. So we try to make sure we've covered off on everything. Not ultimately, we want the fastest car we can put on the racetrack, and we try to do that every week. But if you don't, you can't not do the rest of it. And doing the rest of it at the highest level is what allows us to be able to do things like we did today.
Go to Bob next.
Bob Parkers, Fox Sports. Paul, Joey had said kind of before the playoffs, I thought if he got to the round of eight, he'd have to win. So if the mindset coming into today is you have to win, is that a pretty easy call to stay out and say, okay, if we run out and finish 30th in points, we're just going to have to go win Homestead, or going to have to win Martinsville anyway?
Well, you always believe, right, you have to win in this round to advance, or you have to finish top five, I think, in stages and win. But still, when I say this, I didn't feel like this was a gamble for me. Like, this was – because ultimately, a lot of guys had trouble, right? A lot of the guys were racing. We had gotten ourselves above the cut line. I think we were – you know, flirting with 6 to 8 points above the cut. So just getting a good finish was going to have us in a great place going to Homestead next week. So I was still trying to be smart with the whole, looking at the whole situation. I was just trying to use all the resources I had and the information I had to ultimately just get us the best finish. I didn't really know that it was going to be the winning call, but I thought it was going to be a call that was going to maximize points for us, and that's ultimately why I did it.
All right. Do we have any remaining questions for Crew Chief Paul Wolf, President of NASCAR Operation Team Penske, Michael Nelson? All right, gentlemen. Well, congrats on the win, and good luck in these next class races.
All right. Thank you.